This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
I didn't even have to do it. It's just there on the tape.
Jason Leisure does a phenomenal job of covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. We are glad that he comes and visits with us whenever there is Bears news. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, CircaLasVegas.com.
Leisure's bona fides are solid, and they are empowered when he makes a White Hen Pantry reference, baby.
He's from here.
I know, but like, White Hen Pantries are gone.
That's how they know.
That's how they know. That's White Hen Pantries haven't been a decade? More?
More, I bet. You know what? I do remember White Hen Pantry when I was producing still at Belmont. And I remember, like, it's weird, like, the little things that you remember, the idiosyncratic stuff from the host that we work with.
Yeah.
I remember that Fred
Huebner.
He wouldn't go to White Hen. He would go to J.J. Peppers.
He was a J.J. Peppers guy.
Because he could get like a 40 ounce, like, I think it was Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that huge Dr. Pepper.
And he'd have it all day.
Sure, at Irving and Cicero.
I get it.
Yeah, for sure.
I totally get it.
What's your favorite White Hen Pantry? Light them up! 3-1-2-6. I'll take the one on Lincoln near Racine.
I'll take the one on Fullerton off of Racine, because that's where we would go when we were at DePaul. They would always have really good donuts at that White Hen Pantry.
There you go.
Shout out to White Hen.
Leisure, got a favorite White Hen you want to shout out, or are you good? You want to move on to Bears? It's up to you, man. Your dime, your dance floor.
North McLean Boulevard, Elgin, Illinois, baby.
That's right.
Where else besides pretty much everywhere could you go buy a candy bar, a Sports Illustrated, a newspaper, and some kind of slush product?
Yeah. Do you guys still remember the jingle?
White Hen Pantry? No.
When you
Oh, yes, I do.
Jason, here we
hold
go.
On, hold on.
3, 2, 1. When you go
you run out of anything, run
yeah, it's
out.
Yeah, it's run out.
No, that's the second verse.
When you run out of anything.
Run out to White Hen.
Yeah.
Get your lotto tickets there, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, not anymore.
Again, tell me, name one other place.
Everywhere.
You can get all of it. That's true.
Any gas station now.
Any place.
You can get all those things. By the way, man, the beard on you is looking sharp. Did you just come from the barber?
Yeah, man.
I do my own barbering, man. My wife cuts my hair, and I do the facial hair. But I did trim it up yesterday. Two of the keys are, one, you gotta keep your neck clean. You can't be out here looking all Kyle Orton.
Uh-oh.
Can't do the neck
and
here.
I got troubles.
You also got to get as close as you can to straight lines here. And that's where you probably need a professional, but I'm too cheap to do it. So I actually try to get it straight myself.
It's a good call.
It's looking pretty good. A lot of good beards
I'm
going
doing
on.
A terrible job here because I just forgot we're on a radio show and I'm like pointing and doing using
you're on Twitch. A lot of people are.
But they're no help to all the people listening to this on the radio.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
they
everybody.
They kind of get it, but there's like hundreds of people on Twitch that are watching too, so it's helpful.
Jason Leisure, why is this offseason different from the last two excellent Bears off seasons, if it is.
Every excellent Bears off season, right? Yeah. I mean, the good teams aren't having remarkable off seasons. The good teams are avoiding coaching searches and free agent spending sprees. And, you know, it's been quiet for the Chiefs and Eagles, which is what you would want, ideally, is to have a team where it can be quiet. I'm not sure what makes this different as far as the guys they picked up. I think the thing that has to make it different for them is Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. What Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams are able to do now that these players are in the building is going to prove whether or not this was actually an offseason where they accomplished a lot.
Well, it feels like they have. The Joe Tooney thing, I think, has got my partner excited and me excited too, because one of the things that they have lacked over the last couple of years, and we could argue more than that if you want, they haven't had any leadership up there. And I know that Joe Tooney is not in here to be a cheerleader, but the fact that this guy has individual and team accolades, I can only imagine that it's only going to be helpful.
Yeah, I think if he's good enough to protect Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, then he's good enough to lead the room and protect Caleb Williams. One of the things that I do like about this offseason compared to other offseasons for the Bears, where, and this is not necessarily a Ryan Poles thing, this has been Bears historically in my lifetime, is it was very targeted to their needs. And if you look at last year, how did this team end up 5-12? You thought they were going to be so much better. I don't know how many people really had them being 5-12 bad. Even the most cynical and pessimistic people probably had them 7 wins or something like that. So what unraveled for them? What was not good enough? You'd start with the coaching. You'd say the interior offensive line especially was bad, and the defensive line. And Caleb Williams was not quite as pro-ready as everybody thought, but let's set that aside for a minute. If you look at what they spent cap-wise or contract-wise on the coach, they've doubled that from what they were paying last year. If you look at the cap number for what they're spending on their 3 interior starting offensive linemen, they've tripled that through the acquisitions. Defensive line, it's about 1.5 times what they were spending last year. You are seeing targeted increases in spending at places of need.
You know what's interesting is that the Vikings have done the same thing on the lines. Jonathan Allen is a Viking. Will Fries, who was rumored to have interest from the Bears, the former Colts guard, is a Viking. Ryan Kelly, the center from Indy, is a Viking. So it's interesting to see them attacking the line as well. That I when I see that, and then I start to think, okay, well, why are our acquisitions better than theirs? Are they, or is this just thing like linemen get paid? Linemen get paid real money these days in the NFL, Jason. So I think ours are better, but it's pretty intriguing to see the Vikings and Brian Flores add Jonathan Allen to the middle of their defensive line.
Oof. Matt, when you start using the word better compared to other teams and you start bringing other teams into the conversation, this is one of my main points about rebuilding in the NFL. You can look at the roster now and say, okay, let's grade it. Let's give it an A- or something like that, whatever. That's not how they score things in the NFL. It's all competitive. It's all a zero-sum game. So you have to fix your own problems, which you can see the Bears have attacked that, but you got to fix them better than everybody else. And you can like the moves Ryan Poles made, but you could still say, well, that offensive line is not as good as Detroit's. Or that defensive line, that defense overall is still not at Minnesota's level. You can look at the ways that they've built better infrastructure around Caleb Williams and say, well, is he going to be better next season than Jared Goff and Jordan Love? Those are the questions that they have to find answers to, and that's just in the division. That's before you start talking about other teams that you are going to compete for playoff spots with, like the Eagles, the Commanders, the Rams are always there. It's very competitive, and you have to not just fix yourself, but fix yourself better than all these other teams that are trying to do the same thing.
I am now in a rabbit hole on White Hen Pantry, and I am reading a story about it in the Tribune back in 2021.
Thanks for paying attention to the show, Lawrence.
I'm also listening, but I'm fascinated because apparently, like according to this story, I didn't realize this, but 9/11 was very difficult for White Hen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it
was difficult for a lot of us, thanks.
Yes. But from a business standpoint, the spiral began in 2000, and then in 2001, there was a real problem, and then they were done in 2006, Speaks.
Wow. Oh, 2006. That's tough. That's tough.
And they were bought out by 7-Eleven, so most of those White Hen pantries became 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Oh, thank heaven.
While you were doing that, Lawrence, I went on my own little rabbit hole for the lyrics to the White Hen Pantry song, trying to figure out
if Shane was right.
Yeah, and I think it is run out and run out to White Hen, and then run out of anything, run out to White Hen. So it's both. Run out. It's not go out. It's run out twice.
Did I say go when I sang it?
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
You said okay.
Now, I was talking about when you run out of anything. Oh, okay, go.
Run out of anything is in the third line.
It's the second verse.
No, it's not. I wouldn't call it a whole verse. I call it line three.
Okay, John Lennon.
You say okay. No,
did you just John Lennon over
okay.
here?
Did you just say okay, go did the song? Or did I hear that right?
On treadmills.
On treads.
Yeah. Songbird of his generation.
Hey, Jason, real quick, who do you think did 9/11? While we're on the topic.
Nobody at White Hen.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
it's
probably
good
a really good choice by you. The Grady Jarrett signing as well.
Nice segue.
Is to me like it's a big boy signing. And here's what I like about it. I like it didn't crystallize to me. I was talking to I think Clay Harbor last night, and I said,
it's a beautiful course.
I like that they stalked his contract situation.
Oh hell yeah, they pounced, man. They totally pounced on a surprise cut. They could have gone after Jonathan Allen, you know, and maybe there were conversations there, but as soon as they saw Grady Jarrett, they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And that's got to be some Dennis Allen influence there, doesn't it?
But that to me is just big boy football.
Hell
too,
yeah.
Jason, where they were like, look, we understand the economics. We've got money and flexibility. We can give you a contract that you're not going to get somewhere else, and we can do it quickly.
And probably none of their moves scream trying to win now like that one. And we haven't, at this point, haven't seen every detail on all these contracts yet. I would imagine that that one has an easy out after the second year. So it's not necessarily a three-year commitment. But you're bringing in one of the most respected defenders in the league with Grady Jarrett.
You know what I really like? I really like that the Bears seem to be a destination of choice for some people now. In terms of this, Andy Reid said that Joe Tooney wanted to come here, and he mentioned that in that cut that we played at the beginning of the show. And Drew Dahlman, according to Jonathan Jones, the NFL Network, Drew Dahlman took less money because he wanted to play for Ben Johnson and block for Caleb Williams. He liked the atmosphere, liked the surroundings and the team here. That I love that, Jason.
You're seeing some result of what the Bears have been trying to convince everybody of for the last few years, is that these are not the same old Bears. And I've heard that a million times in my life, but this really isn't if you look at who's running the show. And Kevin Warren coming in as team president is a big change from Ted Phillips, and it is the closest thing the Bears will have in the foreseeable future to a new owner. They're not actually going to have a new owner, but they have an outsider in Kevin Warren coming in, calling the shots, giving fresh eyes on the entire organization, saying, here's my long list of things that are not done with excellence here that need to be fixed. Ben Johnson is a totally different type of coach that has brought in top-level assistance and is going to start a new program. You could see why this would be desirable. It helps that they've got a lot of money, though.
It helps quite a bit.
For sure, but if Dahlman took less.
That goes a long way.
If Dahlman took less because he wanted to fit in. But it's an appetizing thing, that's for sure.
It's a good thing. Jason, as always, man, thanks for stopping by the show and making it weird.
I'm the one that made it weird?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good thing,
yeah,
I think.
We appreciate
okay.
it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's Jason Leisure. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He's enjoyable.
Yeah, man.
He's a good man mm-hmm. and thorough. When we come back, there are some indications of where Aaron Rodgers might land.
Where do you want him to land?
I can't answer that question right now.
I'll answer. Venus. I'd like him to land on Venus.
Not far enough.
if good old JR were here, he'd have a place for you. But, we will talk about this because it gets interesting, especially when you look at the probable schedule for him if he lands at this particular team. We'll explain next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's ALMASED.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.